What a fantastic weekend. What a fantastic Monday. I don't think I could be more full of food at this point. Oh my gosh. It was just a weekend of food. And not, it was really good food. I hope everyone, by the way, before I get into it, I hope everyone had a fantastic weekend and just hung out with friends or family and whatever may have you. I hope it was great. I hope it was as phenomenal as you are. Oh my gosh, I had, casserole tater tots, hash brown casserole tater, I don't even know what they're called, but they were delicious. They had like onions and peppers in them, and like cheese or whatever was infused with them. And on top of that, those tater tots had cheese and bacon on top of them, and it was delicious, and I regret nothing. I do. I regret eating too many of them. Oh my gosh. Because there were also like these cheese ball things. And they were delicious. Oh. And then to top it all off, there was a burger with like a potato bun. And it was just so soft. Or a brioche bun. I don't know. But it was delicious. And it was soft. And we had an amazing server, and she was so delightful. I just had to leave her an amazing tip. So I love her. She was amazing. The company I was with, like, he was a great, he's a good friend, and he's been on the show before, actually. So, oh my gosh, I just, is it possible to go into just like a food coma for like a day or two? Like, not even for a day or two. I just want to go into a food coma for forever right now. Like, that was so good. And then, not to mention, Father's Day. Oh, forget about it. It was just, I think I still have, like, just food just settling in my stomach saying, hey, just take it easy. Like, after you eat a big meal, what do you do? Like, do you go for a walk? I feel like going, like, working out after, like, a big meal is, like, the best thing to do. Because then you can, like, just work it off. Or work a little bit of it off. And, you know, it's less pressure on your stomach. Because this, like, I didn't do anything after that. I just went straight to bed. I was like, well, I know what I need to do here. And I don't know what I need. It's weird. It's like I know what I need to do after a meal, but I never know what to do on the show. on today's show, we're going to be talking about friendship. Friendship and how close are you really with your friends? We're going to explore this. I'm so tired. If you saw me right now, like, you'd be like, yeah, no, like, you don't need to do a show today, it's okay, but I do, I want to do this. There was meatball subs over the weekend, there was tater tots, there were, you know, casserole tater tots, sorry, with bacon and cheese on top, and there was cheese balls, and just chili. I forgot the chili. It was chili / sloppy joes. I can't even function right now. My body is more food than body right now. I'm going to see if I can get them on the line later in the show. I'm going to see if I can get them on the phone and incorporate them into this episode because, man, maybe they can do most of the work after that. Ugh. But I hope everyone's weekend was phenomenal. Happy Juneteenth. Happy fantastic weekend. Happy everything. Just a happy day. This is the food talking at this point. There's nothing else. If you don't know what Juneteenth is, then educate yourself, people. And that's coming from me, by the way. I hope everyone is enjoying this day of, you know what? This day of freedom. This day of phantasmagorical. Can I say that word? You know what? Today is just going to be, today is going to be a day of freedom on this show where you can just say whatever you want. No, not say whatever you want, but you know, ignore me. My body is on autopilot at this moment. There's pizza. There's croissants with vanilla filling. Oh my gosh, what else is there? There was candy bars with almonds, candy bars with peanuts and raisins in them. There's sodas, there's Yahoo, there's cream soda, Dr. Pepper. Who knows what's happening today? No one knows, but I do know that it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to get even better when we get into the question of the day, and I can't wait for it. Why? Because that means that we're that much closer to the end of the show, which means I'm that much closer to just knocking out. Like, I don't even, like, there's not going to be a bed. It's just going to be my head hitting this desk. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and I appreciate everyone who's listening. And I appreciate everyone who listened to the show over the weekend on the Wisdom app. And I appreciate everybody who participated and joined in and talked to me. And don't forget about the Wisdom app. Don't forget about the other ways to listen, like CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, Amazon Podcast, Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. And you can send us messages there as well. And don't forget about the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. Ways that you can call in and request music and request other songs, not just on that, on my show, but also on other fantastic shows that are incorporated with those, just like there's some incorporated with the Jazz Lounge and My Vibe. So there's tons of ways to listen, so there's never an excuse. The only excuse that you have is when we're on break, which we're about to take right now. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked.
She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seen.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have stuff to talk about. What stuff? I do not know. We're just going to take it by. We're going to play it by ear at this point. Pun intended. I don't even know. There's no jokes anymore. It's just. A full stomach, and I'm so tired. I don't think I've ever been this tired. The question of the day is going to be about friendship, because what kind of friendship do you have with your friends? Like, do you have like a friendship where you can feel like you can just talk about any and everything? Like, some friends of mine, like, they'll like the beginning of the conversation, like, you'll never believe the kind of poop I took the other day. Like, I was on the toilet for hours. Yes, no, I'm not joking. That's literally how the conversation would start. It's not just because that we talk about poop on this show or whatever. No, literally, that's how it'll start. That's just how they are. They just feel open and free, and I love it. Sometimes, yes, it does get into too deep into the conversation. I'm like, you gotta stop, man. Like, but it's so funny that, like, it's just like, they're fantastic storytellers. I just need to have them on here to just tell stories one day. But they're just fantastic storytellers when it comes to stuff like that. Not just that kind of stuff, but like anything. Like, oh, so you'll never believe what happened. And it's always interesting. And I really hope he's listening. And I've talked about this before. You fell asleep on a dog cage. You know who you are and you know what you did. And that was hilarious. And it's still something that we talk about to this day. Do you have friends like that where you can just talk about like past stories or like you can just talk about anything with? And especially when it's past stories, that makes it so much funnier because it's like, especially when like the story changes with each person. Like, I remember that he didn't have a shoe on. I remember that he had the shoe on, but it was on his head. Like, what? Like, you know, it just, it's amazing. I love stories like that. I love my friends. Like, they're just so funny. I still want to get one of my friends on the line later in the show. Maybe that'll be for the facts. Maybe I'll just let him talk for the facts because I don't know how much I have left in me right now. Like, no, I know how much I have left in me, and it's way too much food. Chili, meatball sandwiches, to burgers, to casserole, tater tots, to French fries, to fried cheese. Talking about it is making me more tired than I've ever been. But nonetheless, I had all these things with friends and family, and it was delicious. And my dad, like he's such a character. Like I just need to have him on here one day, my dad on the show, because he is such a character. You'd never believe. Like, when you hear a baby cry, you try to console it, right? You try to make sure, you try to attend to it. You want to make sure it stops crying. Like, what's wrong? Is it hungry? Like, my dad, like, because he's dealt with kids, obviously. And, like, it makes me wonder if he ever did this with us. Like, if a baby starts crying, he'd be like, wah, or whatever. He'll, like, look in the baby's face and he'll, like, be like, wah. What? Like, he'll start yelling in this baby's face, and the baby will be like, what's happening, and why is no one stopping? And he's like, yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? Like, stop it. It's like, you're almost 3 months old. You need to find a job. It's so funny. It's just so funny to watch my dad, like, just interact with babies. Like, he's great with them. It's not like, it's just, like... I wish there was a video of this, but I'm so in the moment of things that I don't take videos. Maybe my sister did. Oh my gosh. What else is there? Like, what? Today is going to be a sluggish day. It's a slow start Monday. How about that? Can we just do a slow start Monday? Shout out to everybody who's listening. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for being supportive, and I definitely want to give a shout out to Juliana. She knows who she is. Everybody's like, oh, what? Yeah, none of your business. Mind your business. And it's like, but you just put it on the show. Hey, knock it off. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I don't know what we're going to do at this point. Hopefully it's something that's slightly entertaining, I guess. Who knows anymore? I'm just so full. My brain is clogged. Also a shout out to Dr. Miller, Dr. Jeff. Fantastic people. Elena, everybody over there at the Spine Institute. I appreciate you all. You all are fantastic. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back maybe with a guest, hopefully with a guest. I'm going to try to get in contact. We're going to see what happens. Just like we always see what happens on the show, we never know. It's always just chaos until it's like a controlled chaos. So we'll see. This is the Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break. Keep it locked. Party on the lawn, whistle as the girls walk by. If the cops roll up, pour the cops a cup, cause everybody's here tonight. Call a taxi, pack the backseat. I wouldn't have it any other way. If you're with me, let me hear you say, I like it like that. To the Daily Shift, where I am just, I'm full of pizza, also exhausted, tired, battered, beaten, and bruised, no, I'm kidding. No, it's another fantastic day as we get ready to head into Tuesday. I hope everyone has been enjoying their Monday. I was not able to actually get my friend on the line, but hopefully we will be able to, maybe for tomorrow's show. It's also where the facts and the entertainment segment is going to be, because it's just Monday. Other than, I don't think any movies watched over the weekend. I can't think of any. Or, I mean, the Harry Potter weekend is coming up. You know, let's just combine the two. You know what? Just and let's split the diff and call it Kiki. So there we go. So the entertainment that's going to be for today is this upcoming weekend is going to be oh my gosh, the Harry Potter weekend. It starts on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. Anytime there's Harry Potter, I'm there for it. What else is there going to be? Oh, the Flash movie was just released, and I hope people get a chance. A lot of people are saying, Supergirl, make that movie. There was a review that I saw that said something along those lines. So another reason that I wanted to see it. I mean, at first I wasn't a huge fan, but then I was like, I kind of like this Supergirl. Like, she has like this grunge, like kind of punk rockish look. It's fantastic. Then also, of course, Michael Keaton. In the movie, so there's always that to look forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing this movie, but you folks know me, you know I have to have like a silent theater, like not a silent theater, but I need like a calm crowd, and I don't need a boyfriend and girlfriend sitting behind me, you know, like anytime I'm in like a dark theater and I see a couple like trying to find like seats that are like by themselves, even if like they, it's like, well, we have assigned seats, but like even though they're like, oh, sit over here, it's like, no, hey, you sit where people can see you, all right? Like, no, I don't like that. That makes me very uncomfortable and very, first of all, why is the popcorn directly in his lap? You know what, I'm not going there. I'm gonna go into a different theater. That's, I can't do it. I don't like it. we were all teenagers once. We know. What else? wait, how do I segue out of this? I do want to mention that there's a lot that's, I mean, once again, happy Juneteenth. And I hope everyone enjoyed the day. Don't forget Monday Night Raw. Don't forget about SmackDown, which is actually turning up a bit. A friend of mine actually mentioned that he's a huge Roman Reigns fan, and I did not realize. He was like, oh, he's the best. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, he's the best. He's the best. I was like, what about this person? Oh, they're trash. What about this person? Trash. Like, I was mentioning other people. They're like, trash, trash, trash. I was like, what? I did not know that they were such a huge Roman Reigns fan. So there you go, Roman. You got one. Not, I mean, I will admit his mic skills, but like, I mean, I can still go back to the days and remember like John Cena versus Roman Reigns and the mic. And that was, that's still comedy gold for me. No, there's still like there's a lot of people out there who are really good on the mic that are fantastic wrestlers that are great at entertaining and things like that. And some people, oh, well, wrestling is scripted or wrestling is fake. Yeah, well, you get in the ring and you do what they do. Like anytime somebody says anything like that about anything, it's like you go through the training. You if you can put your body through that, then more power to you. But I highly doubt you can, because they do shows that are like house shows and dark matches and all this other kind of stuff. So they're putting their body through grueling work. Like if you think like running like for a couple of miles was rough, it just gets hard because conditioning. Like I did wrestling, not that type of wrestling, but like I did like the like I did wrestling and it was like just the conditioning alone is rough. And what it t like it I can only imagine, because they're doing actual moves in there. You can see one of the wrestlers I want to mention, like Chad Gable, you can see his Olympic training while he's wrestling. Like he'll shoot and like you can see like how he shoots, and you can see and first of all, I don't know who wants to fall from the top of a ladder. No matter how you look at it, those falls are real and may look like they hurt. Like I'm sorry, I don't care how much padding you put underneath me. It's like, okay, well, if it's like a giant fluff pillow, then yeah. But like some of that stuff is like, all right, so you're gonna fall through here, and the only thing that's gonna keep you from that on the floor is this table. Excuse you? I'm sorry, no, that's not happening. Can we get a table that's made out of pillows and giant stuffed animals? That'll be perfect. Thanks, guys. We're gonna have a good old fashioned cuddle fight. That's what my matches are gonna. That would be all of my matches, cuddle fights. I'm not doing that. That's insane. Falling off of a ladder and like out of the ring and stuff like that. Yeah, no, you want to add more height? No, forget it. No, absolutely not. And I've seen like I've seen the rings. Like I mean, obviously you folks have too, but like I've been in person with them. Like it's seen them build it and stuff like that. And no, absolutely not. No, not gonna happen. Well, what if we? Nope. That's okay. Get Brock Lesnar to do it. Brock said he'll do it. He had his hand up the whole time. Go ahead and go over to him. Pan the camera over to him. Well, with that being said, like I said, no facts today. No fact Monday. Can we start? That should be a thing. No fact Monday. No. Facts need to be part of the show, but I don't have any right now, but I will. And when I get them, I will bring them to you and present them. And hopefully you folks enjoy them, just like I hope you enjoyed the show, just like I hope you enjoyed your weekend and your Monday. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night, if it is nighttime for you, as you head into Tuesday. Then good night. But if it's Tuesday and you're already starting your day, you have your breakfast in front of you, you have your morning cup of joe, and your sugar is like flowing through your body, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.
Might as well have Spalding on them. The shoulders of my team, I be falling on them. Providing support to help the pain go away and helping me to see the light, like Toa Tay standing by me. That's all I really need to satisfy me. It's just my beef, yo. For real.
Good music in my life, it makes me
hey, yo, it's real easy to see. Don't take much to please a cat like me. That's how we doing it.